it's Fat Tuesday, but what's Wednesday? Headache Wednesday? I don't know. For some of you, imagine it is. Got some Katrina and the Waves to bring you back to reality. Folks, we'll be back with your Open Line program in a moment.
The studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas. All information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line. Live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app.
The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views.
If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
Mike Lester in for Ted Dumas today. Mr. Dumas taking a half a day off because he needs to. Why not? Let's do that. 32 and a half past the hour. Our guest today here on the Open Line program, I think he's called Texas Railroad Commissioner Wayne Christian. Wayne, how you doing today, sir?
Good morning. Good to be with you.
You, what is it, for those folks in Louisiana who just don't know, is it like the Public Service Commission, what you do, or how does that work?
Well, Railroad Commission itself is 145, almost 150 years old. It's the oldest regulatory commission for oil and gas in the free world. Well, I think on the planet. We started regulating oil and gas back during World War II when the Kilgore Field started having derricks next to each other like 10 feet apart, just destroying the whole town. And we came along as an environmental regulatory group, if you can believe such a thing. So we were green before green was cool in Texas, and they gave the Railroad Commission authority over regulating oil and gas. Since that time, trains have gone to the Department of Transportation. We have nothing to do with trains anymore, but we do regulate oil and gas, and so that's what we do, which is 60% of the state economy. We in Texas, if we were a nation, much like Louisiana, but if we were a nation, we would be number 3 in oil and gas production, number 4 in natural gas production. So we in Louisiana have a lot in common of oil and gas being important to us.
Well, you could be a nation. I mean, you could be twice the state even. You know, you can divide into two and have double representation in Congress. You can secede if you want to by technical treaty. I guess you could still.
Yeah, legally we could. I think it'd be a heck of a political joke, but There's a lot of people claiming, and we have organizations that are advocating for it, so who knows? Who knows what the future holds?
I know, and oil and gas, of course, such a big part of our lives now that we have a president that will kind of back us up here on it. And you guys, of course, have still a lot of questions to answer with things like fracking and carbon sequestration still going on.
Oh, yeah, all that carbon sequestration and all that environmental scam is absolutely under. And what's great is the new administration. It's so neat. Good folks like Chuck Owens, representative there in your particular area, who is a hero in fighting this stuff. We right now have a president, have an EPA director that is filing that this been a scam. He's calling the Green New scam by name. The president, the EPA director, has said directly that he's applied to have the carbon dioxide, methane, all these gases that were a scam to be identified as a threat to mankind, removed. And so all of a sudden, I find myself after 8 years as the railroad commissioner fighting this Green New Deal stuff. What I do now, we're winning. It's a different position to be in, you know, but indeed we don't want to take it for granted.
Well, this stuff has been going on in Texas for how long? I don't know, because I'm guessing it's been going on where they take
Yeah, the fight's been going on, guys, since at least since back when Al Gore was left. He lost the election as president, had to do something to how to make himself time worthy. And so he started this movie and all this stuff. It started the movement we've all gone through. And if you look at the history of it, you look back in the 60s and 70s, Time magazine had on its cover in the 70s, the Arctic Ice Age. We're all going to freeze to death, the big freeze. Then all of a sudden that didn't work, so they went to global warming. And we're all going to burn up. Then it went to climate change. Then they had to start picking individual gases. And we in Texas have been fighting Endangered Species Act, or Chemical Act, Air Act, everything you can think of. And the whole premise of all this was a chase for money for Al Gore and other folks to make money off the deal. And there's examples of why I'm fighting it today, is it's still occurring in the oil and gas industry to try to have this. Now it's a billionaire's welfare program that's coming up.
Yeah, Al Gore's not exactly poor, is he? He's doing pretty well.
No, Al Gore is the first person that may become billionaire off the environmental, if he hadn't already. He and his brothers have a financial firm, and their office in London, England, handles carbon credits. And you wonder, these carbon credits, they're a scam totally, are issued by Al Gore's business, for example, as one, over there in England, to these companies, and so it's now legal for them to pollute. In other words, I can sit here and pollute like crazy, but if I go to Al Gore's place and buy me a carbon credit, it's okay for me to pollute. It's insane money.
This is like the old days when you were a kid and you played poker at your mom's house and you had a cuss jar and you threw a quarter in it. It was okay to say a bad word, you know?
Yep, that's what they do.
That's kind of what it is.
Yeah, it's a good example for a carbon credit. I'll use that.
Because you shouldn't do what you're doing, but it's okay if you throw a quarter in or something like that. That could be the thing.
And let me tell you, even after we have Trump, at least before he was in office, you had the chairman of Oxy and several of the major internationals meet in Houston, Texas in a hotel room 2 months before the election, and they went begging Trump not to do away with the Inflation Reduction Act because they were making too much money off of it. Then you had the chairman of Oxy state, the biggest threat to mankind is, the biggest existential threat is climate change. This is the president of a major international oil and gas company and the president of Exxon at the same time. And this is Wall Street Journal. All this sometimes Wall Street Journal posted. The chairman of Exxon said, I hope he doesn't take us out of the Paris Accord. Now, that's what's happening now. These big multi-billion-dollar oil and gas corporations are sitting here hoping they can still stay on the government dole, and our kids' tax dollars will go to them during all this thing. And so that's why two of our commissioners have written letters to Elon Musk asking Doge to look into this scam that's nothing but a billionaire oil company scam, that we don't think it's fair for our taxpayer dollars going to the scam of carbon capture.
Yeah, I've never understood the logic of it all. I mean, it's like you're trying to, it's like daylight savings times. You're taking something from here and putting it there and saying it's all better, and it's the same thing. I mean, it's we here in this part of the country, oil and gas is not necessarily king here in Louisiana. We're more about forestry and growing trees. We're taking the food that trees make, putting it in liquefied form, and injecting it into the ground. Does that make sense?
Well, let me go give you some information here, and you might double-check this. I know in Texas, 40% of our total economy out here is directly or indirectly based on petroleum, oil and gas, and other minerals. In Louisiana, it's even higher than that.
Really?
So we, whether we know it or not, oil, gas, and coal, every state, listen to this step, every state that has oil and gas industry is richer than every state that does not. Every country is richer that has oil than state, the countries that do not have oil. And so every county that has oil is richer than every county that doesn't have oil. Oil is the single commodity on planet Earth that determines wealth more than any other. It is the number one commodity for wealth building in the history of the planet. And so we are blessed in Texas and Louisiana to have a lot of it, and it bases the ability we have to have money when other states may have to bow down and kiss the ring of the federal government. And that's why a lot of times you'll hear this talk about Texas seceding is because we, because of oil and gas, don't have to beg for money.
That's it. And, of course, you know, the scam really is to me that when you do inject this stuff, say at the 7,000 to 10,000-foot level, that you isolate everything below that from any type of touch. You can't touch the oil and gas below that level at any point because it sort of cements it all. Is that the scam that the left is trying to actually put on the American people where you can't explore for oil and gas once you do these injections?
The goal is to stop oil and gas production.
Yes.
That is the goal of all of this green stuff. And what's sad, again, the oil companies are advocating this carbon capture stuff. Now, just get the logic there. So you just said their goal is to shut down oil and gas, and we have oil and gas companies begging to stop oil and gas. It's that circle of insanity. Let me give you an example. Petranova was the largest carbon capture facility ever built down in Houston, Texas. Governor Greg Abbott, Rick Perry, while he was Secretary of Energy, and me as the Railroad Commissioner were down there cutting the ribbon. Fine, go at it. It was a private company. Do with your money. That's supposed to be in free market. In 2 years, they went broke because it just couldn't succeed. Guess what reopened in the Inflation Reduction Act? Petranova reopened. How? On our tax dime. These are billion-dollar companies opening on our tax dollars. Secondly, the president of Oxy that I mentioned was for the threat to the environment was oil and gas, you know, the biggest threat in the world and all this kind of stuff. She goes out there, and Oxy takes $2 billion of our tax dollars and builds this plant that they're building right now outside of Odessa in Midland, Texas. It's a carbon capture facility. And Larry Fink of BlackRock put $500 million into it. So here are friends using our tax dollars out there in West Texas to capture carbon in the air and stick it in the ground. Got this? So, I mean, they're building a $2.5 billion facility, Oxy is. Now, what's neat, they're about to declare that CO2, this is the EPA two or 3 weeks ago, declared carbon dioxide is not a threat. Now, hold it. What the heck are they going to do with a $2.5 billion facility capturing stuff that ain't a problem? Okay? I'm sitting here, I hope this is a comedy show.
Well, it is a little. It's amusing, but, you know, in a minute, we're going to take a break in just right now. But I want to come back and talk about what you guys have done in Texas, because you're not exactly sitting by and watching this stuff go by the wayside, are you?
No, we're taking actions, and hopefully with the new administration results, we will see, which is the objective.
Wayne Christian, our guest here on the Open Line program. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just about 2.5 minutes. Back with Wayne Christian after these messages. Stay tuned.
Hey guys, this is Jordan from Nichols. Have you heard that our Manny and Leesville locations now carry your favorite high-end jewelry line, Kendra Scott? That's right, Nichols is now a Kendra Scott retailer. Come check out our great selection of jewelry at Nichols and Manny and Leesville. Can't wait to see you.
Broadline Services, located across from Sabine Retirement and Rehab in Manny, has everything you need. If it goes in a house, they have it. From flooring to countertops, open Monday through Friday. From small jobs to large jobs, they can help bring your dreams to life. Go see Tim or Juanita for all your flooring needs, including ceramic tile, porcelain, carpet, or wood floors. They also custom build showers, and remodels are available. No matter what the need, Broadline Services is here to help. 318-652-1215. They're also an authorized Speed Queen dealer.
Hello, my name is Dr. LeBlanc from LeBlanc Eye Center in Leesville, Louisiana, across the street from Bird Hospital. Are you tired of choosing which lens is clear, one or two? Are you tired of being rushed into deciding if you're sure or not? Have you experienced this before? At LeBlanc Eye Center, there is no stress, no frustration, just accuracy. Now we have instruments from NASA that will give your prescription almost perfect before we even ask you any questions. No more 102. Please come see me at LeBlanc Eye Center for a very pleasurable experience at the eye doctor. Please call 337-239-2321.
The residents at Manny Healthcare and Rehab Center like to have fun and remain active. Stephanie Holden, our activity director, organizes a variety of fun events and opportunities to make our residents smile. From community barbecues, weekly bingos, and parties for holidays, our activities help to make us your local leader in nursing and rehabilitation services. Come visit us at 120 Natchitoches Highway in Manny, Louisiana to see for yourself. Or call Stephanie Holden at 318-256-9233 to join in some of our fun holiday activities.
Welcome back to your Open Line program. Appreciate you being with us here on a beautiful Wednesday. And, of course, I always say it when we don't know what to do here in Louisiana with something, we find a state that has done what we need to do, and we try to mirror them. And Wayne Christian, our guest, Texas Railroad Commissioner, you guys have dealt a little bit with carbon capture ahead of us. What have you guys done to slow it down or stop it?
Well, what we're doing is trying to, we've been fighting this thing from methane to carbon capture to flaring rules, all these things, that everyone is a step. Lizards, snails, they've thrown everything at us they can possibly throw to try to shut down oil and gas. Latest game is carbon dioxide and methane. And again, great victory is the EPA declaring that they're no longer a threat. But good folks, let me tell you, don't give Texas all the credit. Good folks like Chuck Owens, your representative there in Louisiana, has led the fight in Baton Rouge on this, and you should get behind him and support him, because he's been sitting up there as almost a lone ranger telling this stuff. And you feel pretty stupid saying this stuff because people don't believe you whenever universities come out with all these reports and everything. So Chuck's a hero in Louisiana. Y'all stand behind him. But what we've done in Texas is we kept fighting this CO2 was wrong and was false science, and all the stats are there showing at best it's not settled. It's something we shouldn't be spending billions of government dollars on, something that's at best a debate. But I think it's settled, and that's been told by many universities, Nobel laureates, that CO2 is not a threat to mankind. But we're still, at this time again, these big companies are taking money and doing it. And I got with my staff about a month and a half ago, and I said, listen, we've fought this CO2 thing, and you know, we've brought the science to it. But here's the deal. They're wanting billions of dollars to stick in the ground out in West Texas with this $2 billion facility of Oxy, and these other companies are wanting money. And frankly, the hard thing about legislators is this. Guess who's going to get most of those tax dollars? Texas and Louisiana, because we're the center for oil and gas production. So it's real hard many times for a local representative to come home and say, I fought against us getting X billion dollars of tax dollars to create jobs here in our local county, our parish. And that's a challenge that our legislators have. And that's why I want to say it is so brave of Chuck Owen to have stood the test and said, regardless, this is just wrong. And I agree with Chuck. There's lots of ways to take money, my friend. You can have prostitution. You can have illegal drugs. It don't make it right. And yeah, Taking scam dollars for billion-dollar companies to capture carbon dioxide and stick it in the ground is insanity. And we've been fighting that, as has Chuck. And what we've done is I did an article that was published in some of the national publications that told this story. And we've asked our attorney general to file lawsuits against these things. And Ken Paxton's been good in Texas of filing lawsuits. And all of a sudden, we start having other states join us in that lawsuit. At this point, I've had four of our congressmen, day before yesterday, send a letter to the EPA and to the governmental agencies that regulate this and ask for carbon capture regulation to be sent back to the states. So instead of the federal government saying capture carbon and what it's allowed, it'll be each state individually, which is where the power should be. And I guarantee you, at the Texas, on the Texas Railroad Commission, if they're using government dollars, it's going to have a hard time getting the permit to capture carbon from me. Now, if the free market wants to do it, go for it. If some company like Petronova originally wants to use their own dollar and try something, experiment, wildcat, God bless them. Let them go for it. That's what the American dream's all about. But not with my money and my kids' tax dollars.
That's literally what Texas is built on, wildcats and stuff like that. I mean, exploration, if you will. So.
Yeah, but that's not when government comes. When government comes in, that's socialized. That's all kinds of government we don't participate in.
I have a cell phone number that is mirroring an old landline number, and I got a survey the other day, and it was all about carbon capture, and they were trying to sell it through the survey, and you mentioned one of the things they did, job creation. Don't you want the thousands of jobs this is going to bring to your area? Would you consider having it in your area if it brought this many jobs and clean energy? And they kept hammering the jobs portion of it over and over and over.
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
You know, yeah, that's socialism.
And they finally asked me, is there a time frame you would accept any of this technology? I said, when it's proven, let's say 30 or 40 years, maybe, if you start right now, you know?
Yeah, and we're all for technology advancement, and things will change, and there'll be things we're seeing right now who would have believed 3 years ago. Yeah. We're living in an age of that. But that's not, you know, it's like if the government's cause is if we got a problem and we need energy, that's a problem. So the government may need to step in there. Right now, we have clean, plentiful, reliable, and cheap oil and gas proven the world over. 80% of the world's energy comes from oil, gas, and coal. So we're sitting here with that, and guess how many years at current technology we have? It's over 500 years worth of energy we have in oil, gas, and coal just in the United States at current technology. Now, folks, if we have that much of clean, plentiful, reliable, and cheap energy, whether you like it or not, that means we don't need to spend one frigate dollar of your tax dollar on that. Cure cancer, balance the budget, lots of problems bigger than this.
Lots of problems. And of course, you guys have had your share of problems with stuff like wind and solar. It's not exactly the big thing that everybody says it is. We're getting ready to... In Sabine, in part of the north of us here, we're getting ready to replace a coal-fired plant with a solar generator station that's not going to provide a third of the energy that the plant did, nor is it going to provide it 24 hours a day. Of course, the sun has to go down. You guys experimented with that and kind of got burned as a state, did you not, a few years back?
Oh, it isn't a few years back. We're still getting burnt. And I think, I hope to God, we're waking up. And it took the Trump administration to do it, my friend. Let me tell you, we had, as y'all remember, Storm Uri, where we all got frozen in East Texas. At least I was for 5 days without electricity in the house by myself during that wonderful time. So I lived the pain. But after that was over, I did an article in Wall Street Journal, and it talked about the coal and wind went to like 5% and 0% during Storm Uri. Natural gas was 80% of the energy available was from natural gas. And I said, what we've done is we've spent so much money in Texas on unreliable energy that we let the pilot light go out on reliable energy. But the sad truth is, in the years since Uri, Texas, this is my state, me, where I'm part of the government, Texas became the number one state in the nation for wind production, and this past summer became number one in solar. So we're still in the middle of this junk. And why? Because the federal government and the state won't do anything about it. We'll come in with billions of dollars, and they come to local communities, stick those things up, and the city council give them tax rebates to do it. We go over to Red China, buy windmills, solar panels, and batteries with our tax dollars, so we support Red China, haul them over on the boats, drag them down the streets in these trucks, stick them up at taxpayer expense, and their life on a windmill, for example, is 10 years to 15 years, and it takes $1.25 million to take things down.
Well, unless they just spontaneously combust like one did the other day in no wind. It just came down. We don't know why.
Yeah, and they can't produce, you know, it just kind of as logical as I'll get out. Wind and solar, let me tell you this, they can't exist without oil and gas. There's no lubricants. They're made out of fiberglass. All this takes oil and gas. This is an insane money scam that we have had our leaders sit back because of the dollars available, sadly. And thank God for Chuck Owen and others that are standing up as brave they are and telling their folks, we can't keep taking these false dollars because it's putting our grandkids and kids in debt, which is the most biggest threat to our society and to the future for our kids is going broke as a country.
And it's isolating our oil and gas exploration in the future, big time.
Yeah, certainly. You're killing an industry.
And
it's suicidal. And what happens to it to our states are these big internationals who are friends in a large case, but their shareholders are who they represent. And the majority of their shareholders that they're representing don't live in Louisiana or Texas, my friend. They live all over the world. So you're changing Louisiana and Texas oil and gas policies and our legislatures, both in Texas and Louisiana, by recommendations of international corporations that don't even live in our state.
Makes no sense to me, doesn't it?
That's logical.
We got to take our final break. Wayne Christian, our guest here, come back with us. We'll talk about State of the Union and whatever else is on tap for the next couple of minutes. Stay tuned. More after this.
Hi, I'm Abigail Chevalier, a nursing student at Northwestern State University. Northwestern is proud to graduate more registered nurses than any other college in the state. Believe me, you'll want to come to Northwestern. With dedicated resources across campuses in Natchitoches, Alexandria, Leesville, and Shreveport, Northwestern is committed to delivering a top-quality nursing education. Here's the best part. 100% of nursing students are hired before graduation or shortly thereafter. Visit nsu.la/healthcare to learn more about our nursing programs and start your journey towards a rewarding future.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
AGS Auto Glass Specialists, located at 2017 South 5th Street, want to remind you to bring in chipped, cracked, or shattered windshields to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Auto Glass Specialists offer windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, power windows, front window shields, mobile services, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass Specialists, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
United States Senator Bill Cassidy here. Many of you are already planning summer vacations. If you want to travel to another country, you may need a passport. If so, get it now. You don't want to scramble at the last minute. Your first place to go is travel.state.gov. That's a website, has the instructions on how to get a passport for the first time or to renew a passport. If it's delayed, call my office, 225-929-7711. Again, Senator Bill Cassidy here, serving you.
From Bill Cassidy to Wayne Christian. Wayne, that's the polar ends right there.
Guarantee you that. Guarantee.
It is. Your take on the State of the Union last night? Did you watch any?
Yeah, I think it was. I appreciate Donald Trump again. If Donald Trump had not won, I want you to know what we're talking about today, we would still be on the losing end of this. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
If he hadn't won the election, the Democrats would still be in control. They'd still be spending all this money to shut down oil and gas. Thank God Trump won. Last night, I think the big story was how sad and divided our country is.
Oh, man.
That the Democrats could sit there totally through the whole thing, when they honor a 13-year-old boy battling cancer, when they had a young man get Annapolis, or at least his his assigned to go to the military academy and sit on their hands and not even give credit. It's a sad day that we're in that condition nationally and divided.
We apprehended a terrorist announced last night, and they weren't excited about that. It's almost like they're anti-American, isn't it?
It really is, and you're wondering how they can do any worse in their PR, and boy, they're working hard as they can. It's just, it's sad. It makes me angry, but then it's sad that we're in that condition. And you had a person from Texas stand up with his cane and shake his hand and get escorted, get kicked out of the chamber.
I thought it looked like a mallet.
Yeah, well, he was, you know, it's one of these